Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV, and we're at the Joint Industry Forum in Miami. And joining us now is Louisiana Commissioner of Insurance, Tim Temple. Commissioner, so great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm glad to be here today.
Well, one of the big topics that we're hearing about at the conference is legal system abuse. And you just presented on that very topic on a panel. Can you tell us a little bit about that discussion and some of the key messages that you shared?
Yeah, well, one, I think I appreciate you said legal system abuse. You know, so often it's referred to as tort reform, you know, or abuse of the tort system. And I think it's, you know, words matter. It's very important that people understand what we're talking about. And this truly is, you know, whether you want to call it abuse of the legal system, or excessive litigation, and that was part of the message today, is make sure that that as we talk to people, and as Commissioner of Insurance and I go and do town halls, meet with chambers and business leaders, I want them to truly understand what we're fighting, what we're trying to rebalance in the state of Louisiana.
What are the key factors driving legal system abuse, and how are they specifically affecting the insurance industry?
Well, you know, from the seat I'm in right now, I can tell you that in Louisiana, we have twice the national average of bodily injury claims filed after an auto accident. I mean, that's certainly a cost driver. In addition to that, we're twice the national average on litigation filed. And so those are two big key components that drive cost. And I can report to you that in Louisiana, for the last several months, our House and Senate chambers have been holding a series of meetings to discuss what these cost drivers are. You know, I believe in transparency all the way around the table. And I want people to know when they pay a premium, where those dollars go. You know, some of it is profit to an insurance company. Some of it's for policyholder surplus, loss reserves, you know, overhead. But there's a large component that goes to the claim. And I think people have kind of gotten desensitized to how much of that is actually going in from the claim component. How much is going in the claimant's pocket? How much is going to pay, you know, excessive litigation cost? And so I'm excited in Louisiana. We're finally having these conversations. And I think from that, we're going to get to what needs to be done, truly needs to be done to bring balance back to Louisiana.
Wonderful. Can you tell us about Louisiana's 2024 property insurance reform legislation? Talk a little bit about the key provisions included in the legislation and how they're expected to address the challenges faced by homeowners in securing affordable and reliable coverage.
Yeah, look, we had a great property package of bills this legislative session, which was my first regular session. I think we've had three special sessions now, but during the regular session, there was a package of bills. It had broad support from House and Senate members as well as the governor. So with that, we were able to get, there were four, I would say, key bills that were passed. And by the way, we got every bill that we wanted to on property reform passed, so which was a major win for the state. But the four, one, we addressed what in Louisiana is referred to as a three-year rule. And it's a very prohibitive law that's on the books. It doesn't allow insurance companies to manage their portfolio. So we were able to modify that. We changed our filing system from prior approval to file and use. I think that's important for insurance companies to be able to change more, to adjust premiums to reflect more current conditions than the lag that you have with a prior approval. Let's see, that's two. I know we had two more. We made the fortified roof program permanent, which brings dependability and stability to that program. And then the fourth is the one that I refer to it as a fair claims bill, and it addressed the bad faith, excessive bad faith litigation that we experienced in Louisiana after Hurricanes Laura, Delta, Zeta, and Ida. And it created a cure period so that people that feel like their last resort is litigation, it's one more time to try and correct it before you litigate. It also increased the time that insurance companies have to get an adjuster out and start the claims process from 30 to 60 days. And then finally, we cleared up two conflicting statutes that, again, made it unclear what the claimants as well as the insurance company's responsibilities were when it comes to the claim. So, you know, those were four key, and we've gotten very positive feedback from the industry.
Wonderful.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Well, you mentioned hurricanes, and I know that Louisiana has seen a growing number of hurricanes in recent years. How does enhancing resilience in infrastructure and communities make Louisiana a more attractive market for insurers, particularly in areas prone to hurricanes and flooding?
Resilience is the key. You know, we need to continue to build more resilient structures to mitigate against future events. We've seen it put in practice in other states successfully, and I specifically speak to Alabama. Their fortified roof program was one. But in addition to the fortified roof, we need to make sure that we pay attention to current building codes and always strive to implement the most strict building codes we can. While at the same time, again, it's about the balance. You know, you could build a home, you could build a brick home, that's going to sustain a lot of damage, but if the people can't afford it, then we got to make sure we've got balance there. And so, you know, with that in mind, I'm working with the legislature, and we're going to be looking at the building codes this year to see if we can implement some more strict building codes, at least as it regards to the coastal parishes, the coastal communities.
Wonderful. Looking at these resilience building measures, how are these efforts, how might they impact the affordability and availability of property insurance for residents going forward?
Well, look, you know, a resilient community, a resilient property is an insurable property. And when you create that's going to foster competition. And with the competition, that's going to foster, you know, downward pressure on premiums. In addition to the fact that a more resilient home is less likely to sustain damage, so that's going to be impacted or reflected in the rates as well. And by the way, in Louisiana, the fortified roof program started a year and a month ago, October of last year. We now have over 1,600 fortified roofs on, and we have another 1,000 in process right now. And I know that is not a significant number when you look at the overall number of properties we have in Louisiana, but it does demonstrate that we're moving rapidly to fortify as many homes as possible, and we're going to continue to do that.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. We're just a few weeks away from the new year. As we look to 2025, what might we see for the industry and for the Louisiana insurance market going forward?
Yeah, well, we're going to continue to look at property reform bills. We're not done. This is a continuous process. I don't ever believe in one and done and move on. I mean, we need to make sure that, you know, as I like to say, the other states are always, their legislative bodies are meeting and continuing to refine their market and their laws and regulations. So I want to make sure that we're keeping up with that. But we're also going to continue to tackle legal abuse reform in Louisiana, the excessive litigation that I mentioned. We've got a couple of bills in mind, and we'll be working with the governor and our legislature to try and get some of those enacted.
Wonderful. Commissioner, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
For AmBest TV in Miami, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.